Shalom uvracha, welcome everyone. Thank you for joining. We continue with Tehillim Life Lessons, Shin number 28, Mizmor Yudalid. This is part 2 of Perek Yudalid, chapter 14. We're going to begin with a quick review of what we discussed in the previous year, where we had mentioned that historically, Perek Yudalid is discussing the Chorban Bayis Rishon. As we had learned, David Melech tells us, "Amar Novel Beliboy, Ein Elokim." Novel said in his heart, "Ein Elokim, there is no God." Hishchisu Hisiva Lila, Ein Oisat Toiv, do what you want, because there's no God. This was Novel. Who was Novel? Nebuchadnezzar. And we had asked why, if Novel is Nebuchadnezzar, doesn't David Melech write, "Amar Nebuchadnezzar Beliboy"? And we explained because David Melech is teaching us that there's a certain aspect to this novel category. Because novel is Nebuchadnezzar, and novel, according to some Tom and Farshim, also is a kofi toiv. What's a kofi toiv? A person who doesn't show appreciation for what he has. And we also explained the Chida's approach, where novel is a person who has the ability to support the Torah, and he doesn't. This is the previous year. Now we continue, and we want to focus on the person who does support Torah. The benefits, the brachas, what a person gains from supporting Torah's emes. And the Kodesh Baruch Hu asks, says David HaMelech, Hashem Shemayim Hishkif al b'nei Adam Lirois Hayesh Maskil Dayush Es Elokim. HaKodesh Baruch Hu wants to know, is there a maskil, is there a chacham who's searching out Hashem? What does it mean to search out Hashem? So we explained the Chida's approach to support the Torah. When the person supports Torah, more people can learn. When more people learn, this gives them the understanding of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now listen to the beautiful words the Chida brings from his father. The La'asi Lavoi, in the future, Kol Ha'ashirim, all of the wealthy people, Shoyu mehanim tamidei chachamim b'nichsayim, who benefited the tamidei chachamim. Yilmedum Torah began edim v'yischakmu. Those people who supported the Torah, they will understand, they will learn the Torah in Gan Eden. U'bahon nicho shakadosh baruch hu oisel lam tzel v'chupa oitzel bali Torah. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu will make for them a tzel and a chupa, a canopy and a shadow near the Bali Torah, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give them the understanding of what the Torah means, even though they never learned it. And this is Mida Kineged Mida. This is measure for measure. A person supports the Torah, he enables someone to learn Torah. That person who now sits down and learns the Torah, he understands what the Torah means and what the Torah is saying, what to do. So the person who supported this ability to happen, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm going to give you that knowledge as well. Let's explain further. Many times, a person has to go to a mechanic, a person has to go to a doctor, whatever the case might be, and the mechanic tells them, you need this to be done, and the carburetor, and the engine, and the this, and that, and you wonder, I don't know what you're talking about. Could you talk to me in a language I understand, whether it's a mechanic, whether it's a doctor? And if you're not in the field, sometimes you just don't understand what the doctor is saying or what the mechanic is saying. How many times a person goes to a shir and he has no idea what the Gemara is talking, what the Gemara shir is about. Or he doesn't know what the Maggid shir is saying. La'asi lovoy, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to give a bracha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to give the ability for all those who support the Torah to understand what the Torah is saying. But the Chida says more. He says, when a person supports the Torah, not only will he understand the Torah in the future, this person brings shalom to the world. This person brings peace to the world. I want to share with you a Mishnah. It's the last Mishnah in all of Shas. All of Shas, the last Mishnah. Meseches Uktzin, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Yudbeis. Omer Yeshua ben Levi. Rabbi Shuv ben Levi says, Osid HaKadosh Baruch Hu lehanchil lechol tzadik v'tzadik. In the future, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give every single tzadik Sholosh Meyos v'asara olamos, 310 worlds. It brings a pasuk, lehanchil oy v'yesh v'yitzosem amalek. Yesh is begematria 310. Let's go back to our pasuk. Pasuk Beis, Hashem Shemaim Hishkif al Bnei Yodam. Hashem is looking down on people. Lirois to see Hayesh Maskil Deyush Eselakim. Is there a Maskil? Is there a Chacham who understands why are we here in this world? Bishvil Yisrael Shinikus Reishis. Bishvil Atoyur Shinikus Reishis. We're here for Klai Yisrael who are called the first. We're here for the Torah that's called Reishis, the first. We are for Klai Yisrael to learn the Torah. Says the Pasuk, Lirois Hayesh. This is our word. Yesh is Begematria 310. And that's what the Chidah is telling us. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Rabbi Shuvan Levi says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give Sholosh Shmeyos V'Asora Olamos, 310 worlds to every single tzaddik. For doing what, explains the Chidah over here? For supporting the Torah. For supporting those people who can sit down and learn the Torah. Concludes all of Shas with the statement of Rav Shimon ben Chalafta. Leimotza HaKadosh Baruch Hu kli machzik bracha liYisrael ela hasholem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu could not find a container to hold bracha. The proper container to hold bracha, except for peace. Shalom. Shnemar, Hashem oyiz la'amo yitein, Hashem yavarech, Hashem will give a bracha. Es amoy is nation bashalom. What's the kli? What's that container that can hold bracha? Peace. To get along with each other. What did we say a minute ago? When a person supports Torah, he brings shalom to the world. There's a Chassam Sofer. It's a beautiful Chassam Sofer. The Gemara at the end of Brachas, Daf Samach Dalet, tells us, Omer Rav Elazar, Omer Rabbi Chanina, Tamidei Chacham Mar Mishalom Ba'ilom. Tamidei Chacham bring more peace to the world. Shnemar B'chol Banaich, Mudi Hashem, B'chol Rav Shalom Banaich. Al Terikei Banaich, Elo Banaich. Shalom Rav, Lo'ay Ve'isar Esecha, Ve'ein Lam Mokshol. Continues the Gemara. In fact, the Gemara concludes, with our pasuk, we just said, Hashem oiz la'amo yitein Hashem yivarech es'amu v'asholon. The Chassam Sofer says as follows. We're approaching Habal Nitaiva, Rosh Hashanah, in a few months, a couple of months. And we know there's a gzar din, mi yichye, who will live? And the other question as well is asked. And every single aspect of the person's life for that year is going to be determined during this time period of the Yom HaNaroim, Aseres Yemei Teshuva, how successful financially the person will be, his health, his wealth, and how much machlekes, how much arguments, how much fighting will be in the world will also be determined during this Rosh Hashanah Aseres Yemei Teshuva time period. Says Chassam Sofer, How did Tamid Chacham bring more peace to the world? We just said from the Chidah, when a person supports Torah, he brings peace to the world. So let's explain what the Chassam Sofer says, and it connects to our Chidah. Because when you have Chavrusa sitting and learning, and they're arguing over Pshat and Rashi, over Gemara, over Ramban, they are fulfilling the quota of machloikis in the world. And when there's machloikis in the Beis Medrash, a machloikis lishma, for the right reason, there doesn't have to be machloikis out in the world. And this explains the Chassam Sofer, this is how Tamidei Chacham are marbim shalom ba'olam. Tamidei Chacham bring peace to the world. Is there a time in our present situation that the world needs peace, I think we'll all agree we need peace. And this is what our pasuk is telling us. Our pasuk over here in Tehillim, Hashem Mishemayim Hishkif Al Bnei Adam Lirois Hayesh Maskil Doyushel Selukim. Is there a maskil? Is there a chacham that's going to support the Torah? That's going to support Tamidei Chacham to sit and learn to bring shalom to the world? Let's just review over here. The Chida told us the three main points over here. But a person who's machzik Torah, the benefits, so a person supports Torah, he himself, this person, la'asi lovoi, will understand that Torah. And I want to point something out. We're not discussing that topic now, the upcoming topic about a wife supporting her husband or a lady supporting Torah, writing a check, even for $5, $10, whatever she can afford. She gets that schar Torah as well. That's not our topic right now. But it's 100% true. So a person who's machzik Torah, he will understand the Torah in the future. A person who's machzik Torah, he brings shalom to the world. He brings peace to the world. And a person who supports the Torah, he's zoichel lakum b'tchias ha-meisim, will merit to get up by tchias ha-meisim. And it's time to come back to life after a person was nifter. But a person who's not machzik Torah, rachman l'tzlan, he brings gezeiros rois to the world. He brings tragedy to the world. He brings din, judgment to the world. And that brings us to our next pasuk. Pasuk gimel and dalet. Hakol sor yachtov ne'alochu ein oisa toiv. People are not doing good. Why aren't people doing good? Explains Rabbi Gamliel Rabinovich. Ein gam echad. There's no one. What does it mean there's no one? Because who is the echad? Ba'ilomoy ha'tzakodesh baruch hu. But if people have the attitude, ein elakim, ein gam echad, there's no Hashem, what is a person doing? He sees a police officer when he's driving down the street. He puts his foot on the brake. He slows down. But if there's no police officer, okay, so a person goes a little faster. If a person says, Ein gam echad, there's no elakim, there's no one. So that's why Ein oisa toiv, no one's doing good. What does it mean to do good? To support the Torah. That's a chidah's learning. Halo yodu ko pali yovin oichli ami ochlu lechem. Pasuk dalit. Those who are doing averis, pali yovin, what are they doing? Oichli ami, they're consuming my nation. Achlu lechem Hashem loy karo. They eat my nation like they destroy my nation like they eat bread. Person eats bread, he doesn't think about it so much. Doesn't think about it so much. He just eats the bread. Hashem loy karo. They don't call out to Hashem. What's going on with this pasuk here? They're destroying my nation like they're eating bread. They don't call out to Hashem. First of all, say once again from the Chida, and then we'll say or from Rav Gamliel Rabinovich. And the Chida says that with their own support to Torah, Achlu lechem shem oisko oiskim b'Torah, Hashem lo karo, nimsu, it comes out. They don't call out to Hashem. The Avera is, they're not machzik Torah, mibnei zeh boim chas v'shem gzeiros rois. Rachman and son Gzeiros Rois will come to the world. It's just the opposite of bringing shalom to the world. If we do support the Torah, we'll have peace. We'll have peace. Rav Gamliel Rabinovich, in the Sefer Tehillim, explains a different mahalach, which is extremely important. Achlu lechem Hashem loy karo. They eat bread, but Hashem, they don't call out. What does it mean they eat bread, but they don't call out? That means they're not making brachas properly. They don't make bracha rishonah. People don't make bracha rishonah properly. People don't make bracha shniyah, bracha achrenah properly. The stipler says, if people will make brachas, make a bracha like a bracha is supposed to be made. Baruch ato Hashem, Elokeinu melech haolam, hamotzi lechem min haaretz. Make a bracha. Hear the words. Hear every single word. And say it out loud. It says a stipler, you might want to make a bracha out loud. You're going to bring bracha into your house. Who doesn't want to bring bracha into their house? Mothers, fathers, children who make brachas out loud. When the parents make brachas out loud, the children see how to make a bracha. The Gemara in Brachos on Daf Lamehei Amud Beis in the top tells us that people don't make brachos, or maybe a person makes bracha, but they don't even know they said it. They said it so fast. They weren't thinking what they were saying. The bracha is to connect us to Hashem. The bracha is the opposite of the novel. A novel, as we said, is the person who is a kofi toif. He doesn't show appreciation for what he has. When the person makes a bracha, he's saying, Hashem, I appreciate what you gave me. It all comes from you. The Gemara says in brachas that a person who doesn't make brachas, or if he's not making brachas properly, he is likened to Yeravam ben Nevat. He is a friend of Yeravam ben Nevat. Who is Yeravam ben Nevat? Yeravam ben Nevat was a melech. As the Mishnah in Sanhedrin tells us, is in a very small category, group of people, she'ein lahem chelek le'olam haba. They do not have a share in the world to come. What did he do so bad? He was machti uchayt esarabim. He was chayt umachti esarabim. He did averus and he caused others to do averus. Averus of the Zara. Now, we have to ask a question here. A person who doesn't make brachas, or this person does not make him brachas properly, he's in the category of a Yeravam ben Nevat. And Rashi explains that people will be learning from us if we don't make brachas properly. People, we see each other, how we behave. And we influence each other. Whether we realize it or not, we influence each other. And when we make a bracha slowly, we might not realize it, but the person standing next to us, oh, look at that, that's how you make a bracha. I have friends of mine, such sparkly midos. When I'm in their presence, I feel like a better person. I feel like a better person. Just by standing in their presence. When the person makes brachas properly, he influences other people also to make brachas properly. But unfortunately, if a person doesn't, he influences them in a negative way. And that's why he's called a chaver, a friend, to Yeravam ben Nevat, to a person who has no chelek, ein lo chelek l'olam haba. And this is what the pasuk is telling us. Achlu lechem Hashem. Hashem like Karo. They didn't call out to Hashem. And that's what the novel is, as we said last week. The novel is a person who is a kofi toiv. He doesn't show appreciation to Hashem. Who gave him everything? Hashem gave him everything. In conclusion, I want to go now to last pasuk Zayin. Yitei Mitzion Yeshuas Yisrael. Who will bring the salvation to Klal Yisrael? Mi Yitei Mitzion, from Tzion, from Yerushalayim. Yeshuas Yisrael, the salvation, the Klaiyos of Yeshuva Hashem, Shuas Amoy, when Hashem will bring back His nation, Yogel Yaakov Yismach Yisrael. Yaakov will rejoice, Yisrael will be happy. Shemen Nesiyat Shmaya saw a Balaturim that ties to our parasha, Parashas Balak we just had, Parashas Pinchas rather. Says by Pinchas as Brisi Sholoim. Who is Pinchas? So it's by Brisi Shalom over there. You take a look in the Chumash, you'll see it's the Vav is split. It's a small Vav. Why is this? So the Baal Turim brings from Pekud Eliezer, he says as follows. Pinchas we know as Eliyahu. Yaakov Avinu took the Vav from Eliyahu. Now you have the word Eliyahu, the name Eliyahu. It's missing Eliyahu. And Yaakov put in his name. Why did Yaakov do this? Because Yaakov says to Eliyahu, you want your vav back? I'm holding it as collateral until you bring Mashiach. And at that point, Klaius will be happy. And that's what it means in our pasuk. Yogil Yaakov, Yismach Yisrael. Yismach are the letters, the same letters of Mashiach. Yismach is the same letters of Mashiach. Mem, Shin, Yud, Ches. Yaakov Avinu is like saying back to Eliyahu, you want your letter back? You want the letter Vav back? Bring Mashiach. Then you'll have your name complete. Shalom, there will be peace, is begimachu zehu Mashiach. This is Mashiach. How did we learn we can have peace in the world? If we support Talmidei Chachamim, if we support the Torah, we had learned that we can bring peace to the world. Bringing peace to the world, Zehu Mashiach Shalom is Gematria Zehu Mashiach. Have a wonderful day.